Chapter 7 The Slowdown. The Ponyville Town Square was almost ready. Colored lines delineating each team's home base were drawn with chalk on the ground, and twisty, bright streamers in the same colors were swathed above. Pinkie Pie skipped and bounced as she tied yellow balloons in the yellow team section.
Are you excited, Rainbow? I know I am!
Are you kidding? I'm pumped! Game night is by far one of the most awesome nights of the entire moon!
Rainbow Dash called out as she flew up to the top of the flagpole.
It's almost like a mini Equestria Games, but a million times less pressure.
She looped the official game day flag through the hooks and watched proudly as it billowed in the breeze. It bore a symbol of a rainbow color wheel, cut out like slices of a pie.
Looking good, every pony!
From where Rainbow Dash was situated, she could see that the town square appeared as the symbol, too. Ponies busied themselves decorating in each of the colors and setting up boxes for ponies to hide behind during the big competition. She watched as Davenport and Senior Mint worked on the green section, lifting a large crate from the quills and sofas shop into the center. It would make a great shield from the colored water balloons they were going to toss at one another. Rainbow was about to soar down in a super cool spiral and land in the blue section when all of a sudden her wing beats slowed. It felt as if the air was made of a thick goop that she had to push through. Rainbow Dash winced in pain, spreading her blue wings wide and using all her strength built up from the Wonderbolts training to stay afloat in the sky.
What is happening? She groaned.
At first, Rainbow thought it was just her. But down below, Senior Mint and Davenport were experiencing the same sensation. They grunted as they lifted the crate with their hooves, unable to move much faster than the slow crawl of a tortoise. It was like every pony and everything in town had been doused with molasses.
Pinkie Pie! Rainbow called out.
Her voice sounded really deep, like Fluttershy's did after touching a poison joke flower.
What is happening to us?
Pinkie Pie bounced over, the arc of her leaps slow and visible instead of the usual blur of pink and fuchsia.
I think it's Twilight's spell again!
Her voice was normal speed, which meant Pinkie Pie was probably attempting to speak in her hyper-fast chatter.
We'll never be ready for the game night at this rate!
Rainbow's wings were moving even slower now.
I think that's the least of our problems!
A blast of colored light exploded from the castle in the distance, spraying out through the town and returning every pony to normal. Having used too much force in her bounces to compensate, Pinkie Pie found her body launched and flying into the air. She landed on a pile of crates nearby.
Whoa!
Pinkie Pie rubbed her flank with a frown.
Ouchies!
And for once in her life, Rainbow Dash wasn't expecting the burst of sudden speed and spiraled toward the ground, landing right on top of her pal. The two ponies looked at each other in concern, thinking the exact same thing. Rainbow Dash sprang to her hooves.
Come on, we have to tell Twilight right away!
I'll be right behind you!
Pinkie Pie shouted. The Pegasus and the Earth Pony rushed off toward the castle faster than a hyperboost. And they would have gotten there, too, if time hadn't come to another screeching halt. All of Ponyville was trapped in slow motion, and there was no way to know when or if it would go back to normal ever again. But Rainbow Dash and Pinkie Pie would keep trying to get to the castle until it did, even if it took them all week.